What do? When you're not the only one who wants to be a millionaire. You're not the only one who wants to graduate top of the class. You're not the only one who wants to be number one in your industry, in your workplace, in your league. You must work harder. You must get up earlier than them. You must stay up later than them. You must be willing to do more than anyone else would dare to do, simply because you want it more than anyone else does.
You gotta see that long-term goal as not just a thing you're striving for, but a thing that you must have. You cut off any other outcome other than success. Pushing yourself to the limits isn't a choice. It's an obligation. It is something that you must do, no matter what. When you're chasing greatness, when you're hungry for success, there's no room for complacency. There's no room for slacking off. There's no room for taking the easy path.
At the end of your feelings, there's nothing but a heap of excuses and missed opportunities. But at the end of a day, with a disciplined mindset, there's a promise of success, of achievement, of reaching those goals you've set for yourself.
It's the disciplined who works when they just don't want to get up anymore. They continue to grind when all their competition is heading home for the day. They fight harder and harder and harder every day without taking days off. Every day you let your feelings dictate your actions. You're pushing your dreams further and further away. That one day you hit the snooze button or skip the gym could be the day that sets you back weeks, months, or even years.
It's the guy who hustles the most who will catch all those breakthroughs. In the late hours and early mornings, when 99.99% of people are in bed or hanging out, wasting their time. You gotta make sure you are one of those very few people who are putting in those extra hours, getting further and further ahead of everybody else.
So what do you do when you're tired, worn out, or just plain sick of the grind? You go anyways. You get it done no matter what. Even if you're just going through the motions, you go through the fucking motions. You push through. Because to you, you understand that getting things done is non-negotiable. You don't have an option. It doesn't matter how tired you are. It doesn't matter if you're feeling okay today. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is getting up and getting after it.
Everybody has great plans. Everybody has these giant ambitions for what they want to do. But the reason most people will never bring them into fruition is because they lack the mental toughness and discipline to get this up and grind on that project, on that mission, on that test, every single day, consistently, without straying from the plan.
So you gotta make a full commitment that I am going to do this thing nonstop for as long as it takes, for as many days as it takes, until it is done.
If your competition works 10 hours, you work 11. If they make 15 sales, you make 16. If they score 90, you score 100. No matter what they do, you work relentlessly to one-up them every damn time. You don't really want to work out? Tough sh**, you work out. You don't want to hammer away at that project? Too bad, you hammer away. Don't want to get up out of bed? You get up and get your ass out of bed. Don't let that small voice of immediate gratification whisper in your ear. Shut that down. Go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hills. Work on the project and move yourself forward closer to victory.
You're gonna miss parties. You're gonna have people question you. You're gonna lose some friends. You're gonna have to give up some of the things you enjoy for a while. You may be the only person that understands what you're doing. But if you want to change your life, if you want to be the man or woman that you aspire to be, that is a part of the game. You can't do all the same things, have all the same habits, hang around the same people, and expect a different result. Wanting to change is not enough. If you're not willing to fundamentally change your priorities, change your environment, change your actions, you're not going to win. You got to be willing to give some things up in order to go up.
You don't get paid for effort. You don't get paid for trying. You get paid for executing. You get paid for finishing. And that's what separates the champions from the rest. You set your standard, raise it, and uphold it every day. You're going up against other champions, and you think giving 50, 60, 70% is going to cut it? Absolutely not. If you want to be the best, if you want to be the apex, you got to give it 100% at all time. Even when your legs are trembling and you're dead tired, the real beasts find a way, no matter what it takes.
The more you make those short-term decisions based on instant gratification, the further you're going to stray from your path to greatness. Don't fall into that trap. Think strategically. Think long-term. You need tactical victories. You need to win battles to win the war. Getting up and running when you'd rather be sitting on the couch. Working on your craft when you'd rather be out with your friends. Eating clean when you'd rather be eating all that sugary crap. You gotta do these things.
Don't question it. Don't hesitate. Just do it. When you do these things, even when they're not fun, even when your feelings are telling you just this one time, you gotta remind yourself that you are investing in yourself today for a better tomorrow. Every time you make that decision to take the harder way, you're getting stronger.
1 + 1 will always equal 2. 2 + 2 will equal 4. And 10 years of relentless work, putting in more hours than anyone else is willing to, while all these other people are partying on weekends and making excuses, will set you ahead.
Resources, time, money, network we don't have. When you look at the most powerful and effective people in history, we're never the problem. They didn't have the resources, but they got them. How do people get resources when they don't have them? The answer is, they're resourceful. The ultimate resource is resourcefulness. That's what makes someone successful. And here's what's great about resourcefulness. Who has it within them? Who? Every human being. But the question is whether you access it or not. If you're creative enough, can you find an answer to the problem? Yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the money that you don't have? Can you find it? Yes or no? If you care enough and get other people to care with you, can you get them to help you? Yes or no? If you are bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you're disciplined enough, can you get yourself to do things other people cannot find a way to do? Yes or no? See, the ultimate resource is resourcefulness. But the minute you forget that, you come up with a story that goes, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I can't do it, it's too far away. That's what's going to kill you.
Most people don't ever make it where they want to go because they give themselves mental outs. And a lot of people who have resources, they have other choices. They can say, oh, this is hard, so they quit. They can say, oh, this business doesn't make enough money, so they quit. And you don't have any other option but to succeed. Your chances of success are pretty good. You have to try and put yourself in positions where your back is against the wall, guys, because when your back is against the wall, that's when you're gonna fight.
There's no capability difference between you and someone you consider to be an ultimate role model of success. The only difference is they've learned to manage their state and they've learned to control their mental focus. Whatever we concentrate our focus on consistently and strive to learn from, we will get great at. I don't care what it is, if you focus on it daily and you strive to be better, you're going to make little distinctions that will make you more and more effective every single day.
You should figure out what is it you desire in life and figure out the steps to get there and start working a plan to get there and minimizing everything else. Getting very clear on the mission, very clear on the mission and working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no.
This is the truth of success. Most people can't succeed because they can't deal with all the old pull them off the game plan. You're going to have to get real comfortable sticking to your own plan and telling them no when they want to go out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you want to win, whether it's this year or next year, whatever, you're going to have to get real comfortable keeping your head on your plan and put the time into making yourself happy.
It's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving. Starving for greatness and starving for success.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat. Where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before.
If you want to be successful, if you want to dominate in the area, you got to let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase two rabbits and catch both of them. But you put your attention on one and go after it. You concentrate on winning. You concentrate on dominating. Listen to me. meditate on this stuff, focus on this stuff. And when we focus on that, that's where our energy is gonna go. I need you to take ownership of your thoughts. I need you to say with me, this is my mind. These are my thoughts. I control what I think, not the circumstances, not the situations. I control what I think. I choose where I'm going, and I will use my thinking. I will use my thoughts to make the rest of my life the best of my life.
What are you doing right now? Are you not doing anything? Are you doing something stupid? Or are you making progress? What are you doing right now?
If you've ever had a moment in your life that you have measured yourself and come up short, if you've ever poured yourself into an individual, a company, a place or thing, and didn't get the results you expected, then this one is for you.
When life is beating you down, and you lose your job, you lose your money, you lose your spouse, you feel like you can't do it anymore. When you feel that pain creeping in, you feel that defeat.
You must remind yourself of how tough you really are.
This is not the first time you've gone through pain. This is not the first time you've felt the sting of failure. You've got to remember that every time you're going through adversity, it is making you stronger.
You are not being burned, you are being forged. You're being forged into a beast.
But it's not going to be easy. No, it's going to try and rip you apart. It's going to break you down before you can have the opportunity to build yourself back up. You're going to feel overwhelmed and stressed out of your mind and don't know what to do next to solve the problems you're facing. But when you can put yourself in a position where you decide that you won't give yourself a way out, you won't allow the darkness to win. You won't accept failure as an outcome. One way or another, you will find a way through it.
It's gonna be a dogfight. It's gonna be rough. It's gonna knock you to your knees and keep beating you. But you gotta make up in your mind that it is not over until I win. I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life, and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. The only way I lose is if I quit.
To become a champion, you gotta endure immense challenges. If you can't withstand challenges, you'll never be a champion. If giving up tempts you when your legs give out, don't even begin. If the easy route tempts you when the pressure hits, don't even bother taking the first step. If you don't believe doors will be slammed in your face a million times or you won't face rejection, don't even embark on the journey. For me though, every rejection fuels me. Why? Because I am not a failure. I'm just one more attempt away from success. If I just keep trying and keep trying and keep trying, I will eventually win.
Life can't deny you forever. Life can't keep telling you no forever. If you are relentless, at some point you will break through. I refuse to veer to the left or veer to the right or gradually get things together. No, that's not gonna happen. I'm getting ready to turn this whole situation around 180 degrees.
On the other side of your pain is freedom. Opportunity comes in chaos. A chance to stand up, a chance to get it right, a chance to make a U-turn. I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know that you'll be strong enough to get through it. Because every human has what it takes to persevere through whatever they're facing, if they decide to.
Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody, but only the strong survive. Most people keep running away from all these obstacles, and they don't realize that it is the obstacles that are gonna take them to the next level. Those are the things that are gonna push you to break through.
So every time you feel that pain, you feel that heat, you feel that pressure, remind yourself that this is what is gonna make me better. This is gonna redefine me. This is gonna make me into an unbreakable winner.
I need you to have mental toughness. When that thing you're up against tells you to quit, I want you to look at it in the eye and say, I will break you before you break me. I will not be destroyed. I will outlast you. I'm tougher than you. I can take it. I got what it takes to win. You will not defeat me.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop trying and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, in the middle of the struggle, in the middle of the chaos, you got to tell that thing, I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave this opportunity until I'm successful. It is not over until I win.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but I am phenomenally willed. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. I'm not successful because I'm the best. I'm successful because life tried to break me, and it couldn't. I outlasted all the struggles, all the hurt, all the haters, all the failures, and I kept getting back up and facing it head on without losing enthusiasm for the dream.
However hard life tries to hit you, I need you to hit twice as hard back. Match whatever level of energy the enemy is putting up and destroy it. You've invested too much to quit. You've made too many sacrifices to give up. Get a reward for all the hell you've been through.
I don't care what's the circumstance. I don't care what's the situation. You face the challenge, you put it on your back, and you say, Roger that. And you continue to execute on your mission, on your goal, on your plans, on your dream.
When you come up against that thing, you gotta be prepared to outperform that thing. And you gotta make up in your mind before you get to that challenge, before you get to that cancer, before you get to that sickness, before you get to that battle, you gotta be mentally ready to take on whatever life is gonna hit you with. And you gotta see yourself getting through this and past this. You gotta know you can handle anything this world can throw at you. And you gotta make up in your mind that I will not leave without getting what I want. The battle is not over until I win.
It's not easy out there. People are always saying you can't, that you should, that you're not smart enough, not good enough. This world, it beats you up again and again until eventually most people, they just stop trying. But you're not like that. You're a fighter. You always have been.
Everybody in your life will have a turn back moment. No matter who you are, you're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
It's hard living. Life is hard.
Life is not easy at all. There's gonna be challenges. You're gonna get beat down.
And that tough situation is making you wanna stop.
And you will fail sometimes. And that's okay. That's okay as long as you get back up.
Take that next step. Keep moving forward.
And no matter what, do not quit.
I don't care how low you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care how devastated your life might appear to be. The shambles it might be in. Wherever you are in life, ladies and gentlemen, you've got comeback power.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just gotta quit tripping while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're gonna see exactly why it went that way. And you're gonna be okay with it. Pull yourself together and quit tripping because you're in the process. God is processing you. He ain't through with you. If he was through with you, you would not wake up in the morning.
Tough times never last, but tough people do. And you are tough. You're made of some special stuff. There was nobody here before you. You brought something here that was not here before you showed up. Guess what? Nobody's going to do your work for you. Nobody's going to write your book for you.
That has been given to you to do.
You want your stuff?
It's necessary you take responsibility for it, that you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. Not over till I win. Not over till I get through. Not over till I get over. Not over till I get what I want. That's how you got to do that. You've got to have that kind of courage, that type of determination. If you want to make it happen, it's you.
You want to exercise your freedom on the world, but you don't want to exercise it on yourself. Oh, you'll shut the world down for telling you what you can't do, but you won't say nothing to you when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You're not getting up when you're supposed to get up. You procrastinate, but you let you slide. You want to hold them accountable? Hold yourself accountable too.
You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire.
There are things you like, you have absolutely no control. You are like a slave to you.
You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? And you need to get rid of them excuses. And you need to stop pointing fingers at people. And you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do?
And the reason why we fast from time to time is not that we have to fast, but at some point, you gotta fast because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control? I know you don't wanna wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no, tell you stop, tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else.
I have to take complete ownership. I had to look at all the things that I didn't have control over and say, I got to take control.
Why? When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare, and diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much.
You have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating it. Stop with this hope, stop with this I wish, and start replacing those terms with I will fucking do no matter what.
It's a commitment, it's not a feeling. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to.
It's a lifestyle. Instead of hitting that f***ing snooze button in the f***ing morning and not making your bed and not cleaning your house, you don't hit the snooze button. You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed. You don't want to clean your house, you clean your house. You don't want to study, you f***ing study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
Make every day your masterpiece. The secret of your success is determined by what we do daily.
And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself, and then we're going to get to a whole other level.
Embrace the pressure. Pressure creates diamonds. Start to take the pressure that you feel from what it is you want to do and turn that into productive action. Let it be the thing that makes you get where you want to go when everybody else is just taking it easy.
No more playing after today. I need you to take control over every single area, and we're going to do it one day at a time, and you're going to get control, and then someday going to be your day.
Life happens. The unexpected. The uncalled for. The unintentional. We've been damaged emotionally. Damaged spiritually.
You're gonna lose loved ones. You're gonna get fired. Your house gonna get foreclosed on. Somebody gonna give you a notice. The bank gonna lose your money. Somebody gonna steal something from you. Your car gonna break down. All that's gonna happen. If you sought, you ain't gonna win. I'm sorry, because the devil is busy. The devil gonna throw hardship your way. He testing you too. This ain't finna be easy. Life is not getting ready to be easy for you. You can stop hoping for that. You gotta get doggedly tough, period. You know, they send you a notice during the weather storm when a hurricane come and everybody got to evacuate. In order to be successful, sometimes you can't evacuate. You got to board up the windows. You got to stay and protect what's yours.
You can't quit now. I don't care if you don't have the money and you don't have the help and you don't have the family for it and you don't have the friends for it. You cannot quit. You might have to make adjustments. You might have to find another way. You might have to learn new things. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much, but you cannot quit.
If I was gonna quit, I would have quit a long time ago. I've come too far for that now. I will not be defeated. And I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through, no matter the price.
You can get through this, cause you bigger than this, you better than this, you tougher than this. And when you get to the other side, you gonna be better, you gonna be bigger, you gonna be bolder.
A person's character is not judged when they ride the wave of success, when everyone chants their name and you want to be their friend. No, your character is put to the test when your back is against the wall.
Somebody told you it was over. Somebody sent you home. Somebody told you you'll never be a doctor. They sent you home. You fail. Never give up.
You don't give up on me. You don't quit on me. You man up. You woman up. You get your life back.
When you come up against that thing, I'll do that thing. And you can't do it when you get there. You gotta already make up your mind before you get to cancer. You gotta already make up your mind before you get to that exam and pass that exam. You gotta make up in your mind when you're talking to your husband, when you're talking to your wife, when you're talking to that sickness. You gotta look at it before you even get to it. So don't you ever give up.
Failure has made me who I am today. Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up. Well, I'm up and I am fired up because I have figured it out. And I can stay down or I can get my ass up, and I'm in the getting up business.
You're not gonna die in this trial. You're gonna make it. In fact, you're gonna be better.
When life knocks your butt down, I need you to get back up and I need you to go heavy. When uncertainty creeps in, I need you to get up and get right back on the thing that knocked you off and I need you to go heavy on it. When something doesn't turn out the way you want it to turn out, I need you to attack the very thing that didn't turn out the way that you wanted to turn out, and I need you to go heavy on it.
You don't judge a person by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience. You judge them by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. When you work for something, it gives you a different type of attachment to it. The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. That's why cats can give up so easy. They ain't got nothing invested. But when a cat work for something, like when a cat been sacrificed for something, well, you gonna have a cold day in hell before you take it from them, because they value it different.
When people die, when people get sick, when something happens in your life, if all you're doing it for is a car and a house, that can stop you. But if you're doing it for your mom, for your siblings, for your family, for your community, nothing can stop you. You cannot be broken. When you have an intrinsic goal, when you're doing it because you value it, when you're doing it because you can, when you're doing it because it represents who you are, when it's internal, no mountain, no trial, no tribulation, nothing can stop you.
And no matter what you walk through, no matter how broken your life is right now, no matter how many times you failed, there's a power within you that's stronger than whatever's going on around you. So I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what the odds are. I'll get it done or die trying. I worked too hard to get here in order to give up now. I put in too many hours, too much sweat, too much blood, too much tears. I worked my ass off to get here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna win.
I got here not because I'm the strongest, not because I'm the fastest, not because I'm the best, but I kept fighting and fighting and fighting, and I just made up in my mind, I'm gonna get through this. You are not gonna stop me. I got too far. I've come too far to give up now.
Regardless of what happens to you in life, regardless of the adversity, regardless of the opposition, regardless of the trials and tribulations, nothing can stop you. The only thing that can stop you is you.
You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
There will be times when you will feel alone, when you'll feel deserted, when you'll feel weak, and you'll doubt yourself, and other people will doubt you, and you ask yourself, am I crazy? Maybe I don't have what it takes. That's going to happen.
But I'll tell you something. Wouldn't it be a shame for you to stop when you've come this far?
Who on this earth would still be going right now? You are. You are.
You're still alive. You're still breathing. And if you're still breathing, that means you've still got some fight left in you.
If you are still alive, there's still room for improvement. There's still room to grow and be better.
Things are gonna get harder, things are gonna get tougher. So what you need to do is you need to get harder and you need to get tougher.
You will be tested, and how you face that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't wanna do half the shit I do, but still I grind.
When you want something, don't expect everybody to say, oh, you want this? Oh, great, we want to give this to you. No, many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you will want. They'll say, no, you don't have enough credit. And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out. Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it.
If you dare to be great, if you dare to do something that you've never done before, if you dare to go to limits that you've never went to before, they will remember your legacy forever.
Don't let nobody steal your dream. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop running towards your dream. The rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. Don't say I'm having a bad day. Say I'm having a character building day.
When you have fear, fear makes you think in ways you shouldn't be thinking. When you have fear, fear makes you speak in a certain way. But when you have faith, you don't need to count. When you have faith, you don't need to go outside. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many horses. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many armies. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many swords. When you have faith, you don't need to count no shields. When you have faith, you just believe and it'll happen.
You concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart. You focus on this, and tomorrow will take care of itself.
Write down at least 5 reasons on why you won't give up. What's going to make you unstoppable? Why you must be unreasonable? Because logical, practical thinking says you can't do it today. But if you want to produce unreasonable results in your life, you've got to be an unreasonable person. You've got to be an uncommon person. It's very important for you to believe that you are the one, that you are entitled to this. You're supposed to have this. This is your calling. This is your time. When you no longer focus on the obstacles, when you no longer care what people think or what they might say, when you no longer find the need to seek their approval, it's done.
When the pressure within you is greater than the pressure outside of you.
People want to find peace immediately. They want the quick hit, the easy solution, but easy come, easy go. You'll find real peace by engaging in a battle with yourself.
Make a personal declaration and wage a war against being average. You have full control over your mind. You're at the steering wheel of your life. You dictate what you become. You just have to get a grip and demand control. The situation you're in right now, it's uncomfortable, it's miserable, it sucks, but it's manageable.
If you neglect to program yourself, life will program you. To start reinventing your life, you must consciously and determinedly make a concentrated effort. You must wholeheartedly commit yourself and put everything you've got in it.
But make no mistake about it, it's very challenging to act, to do those things. Sometimes you know what to do, you know you need to do it, but you just don't feel like it. Your feelings will be kicking and screaming that you should just stop.
Most of us yearn for that special feeling of enthusiasm in the morning, feeling like, oh, I feel great this morning. I can't wait to get started on this project, on this job, on this workout. If you're seeking that feeling, let me tell you one thing, it will never come.
You must learn to act even when you don't feel like it. Tap into that savage mentality within you. Do you think a savage cares about their feelings? No! They simply take action, regardless of how they feel. Learn to be your best self, even when you lack the motivation. Stop relying on a feeling to dictate your life. Discipline your mind to get up and get it done no matter what.
When things are going bad, those with a savage mindset don't quit. Their only focus is figuring out how to overcome the situation. Quitting is not an option. They strive to thrive, not just survive. It's a commitment, not a feeling. Commitments have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to. When you get up in the morning, you don't give yourself a choice. You grind, no matter what.
When you're just not feeling it, you gotta force yourself.
When everything in you is kicking and screaming, you have to take control and tell yourself, I do not stop.
If you stay in bed, if you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, if you get up, if you grind, if you are relentless, if you work as hard as possible, when other people are slacking off, your life will be easy.
Don't allow pain to undermine your belief in your potential. Your body hears everything your mind tells it. Any discomfort you experience in a situation is remembered by your body, but it's merely the messenger.
Invest in today for a better tomorrow. That's exactly what we're doing here, being smart about it. Mindset comes first. If we aimlessly go through the motions without knowing our purpose, we end up being average, forgotten, unnoticed. Put an end to that. You must be more intelligent than the average person. You gotta work hard and you gotta work smart.
Life doesn't give you what you want. It reflects who you are. That means showing up every single time on time. Why? Because I strive to be the best. It's a binary choice. Either you are or you're not. Either you excel or you simply won't. You either become what you aspire to be or you don't. It's not influenced by external circumstances, but by internal ones. So get rid of all the excuses and reasons why you think you can't succeed. They are all lies. Every excuse you've ever made in your life is nonsense. Because there are people out there who have faced worse circumstances than you, encountered greater challenges than you, endured more struggles than you, and yet they still accomplish their goals every single day of their lives.
The quality of your life comes down to your level of self-discipline. You have to challenge yourself. You have to discipline yourself. You have to encourage yourself. That is the only way you can master yourself. You cannot change your life overnight. You have to take it step by step. You have to get up when you don't want to get up. You have to work out when you don't feel like working out. You have to study when you know you need to study. Discipline is a muscle that you build every single day of your life. It's your job to maintain it, to do the hard things and train harder and harder every day to get better and better and build a life of greatness.
Who are you when no one is watching? Are you the one who's up before everybody else? Are you up at midnight, 1 a.m., grinding, putting in miles, putting in those extra reps, putting in that blood, sweat, and tears, working on your craft? Because it's what we do when no one is watching that separates the best from the rest. When you do the things most people aren't willing to do, you'll live the life most people never will. When you look back after working your butt off, you will see that every challenge that was ever put in front of you, all the knockdowns, breakdowns, and every bit of the pain and daily struggles will all be worth it.
The question isn't, can you handle the situation? The question is, can you handle your mind? Can you manage the thoughts and the emotions that are trying to poison your progress? Forget managing the situation. Manage your mind.
Think about the things that you tell yourself. The lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. I don't have time. I don't have support. I don't have the right equipment. I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I'm too sore. I don't have the energy. I'm just not feeling it. These are all flat out lies. The only thing that's actually stopping you is you.
You mustn't allow your impulses to govern and dictate your reality. You cannot keep repeating the same foolish mistakes over and over and over and call it your life.
If you think your life is bad, it isn't. No, what's bad is your ability to modify, to make alterations, to make corrections. You fix that, you'll fix your life.
If you don't like where you are right now, turn around and look at what you've done. You built every single step to create this. No accidents, just taking the easy road too many times, not getting up, not putting in that extra rep, not putting in that extra mile. Those are the little inches that add up to be first place or forgotten. But you have the ability to improve, to make a greater effort every single day.
You gotta commit to yourself that you're gonna push yourself harder than you ever have, harder than anyone expects of you, harder than you think you can.
Some things won't come instantly to you. You must wear them down through consistent pressure, repeatedly, without stopping. Consistency is having a goal. And when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it,
you still do what you told yourself you were gonna do.
Because most days, you'll wake up and not feel pumped up. Most days, you'll wake up and not have the desire to grind. But when you can reach a point where you do it regardless of how you feel, there is no way you won't achieve your goals.
I need you to give 120% and do it for the pride of who you are.
Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life.
Because life will reflect back what you give it. What does the successful person do that the average person doesn't? They do everything they're supposed to and a little bit more. They work hard and a little bit more. They earn a little bit more. They save a little bit more. They grind a little bit more. They sweat a little bit more. They do whatever they gotta do and a little bit more. You wanna succeed in this life? You gotta do what you're supposed to and a little bit more. And you can never stop at the finish line.
Many people wish they could do what the greatest people of all time have done, but very few of those people are willing to put the work in to get it.
Nothing worthwhile comes easy. I don't care about the circumstances around you, because it's not what occurs around you that determines your success. It's what occurs within you, and you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude and your mindset. You have an opportunity right now to make the right decisions. Are you making the decisions to lead you to the NBA, to take you to the NFL, to land you that job you always wanted, to pass that test? It's one thing to dream about it, but it's a whole nother thing to wake up when you know you should wake up, to write when you don't feel like writing that paper, to say no to that party, to say no to quitting when you have 100 more shots to make, to force yourself to execute when your body screams that you stop and you still got 50 more push-ups to go. You can't just talk about it. You must execute. Execution is worshiped. Nearly everyone reaches that point. Nearly everyone overcomes those obstacles. Nearly everyone has some momentum. Almost becomes a way of life for almost everyone. But the people who win, they get it done. They do whatever's required over and over and over for as long as it takes.
Because they're pissed off for greatness. And if you're not pissed off for greatness, that means you're okay with being mediocre. Mediocre people don't ever do their best. They do the least amount they have to and nothing more. Where the greats do everything they possibly can and keep pushing to find higher levels within themselves. They become unstoppable. To them, every day is a new day to attack without mercy, to put the pressure on, to get aggressive. They realize that practice never makes perfect, but it makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you gotta do is look for new breakthroughs through practicing more and more and more, and you'll see yourself getting better and better and better. Yes, you're tired. Yes, your mind is saying give up. Yes, it's saying quit. But you cannot quit because you realize you have not reached the goal yet. You have come too far to quit in the process. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. Get a reward for your pain.
It's not about winning or losing. It's about the whole process. And you get so caught up in the outcomes of everything you do that you forget what it's all about. It is practicing. It is eating right. It is training. It is putting in more reps than everyone else. It is grinding longer and getting up earlier than your competitors. Win or lose, you give every single day everything you have. You leave nothing on the table.
It is that process that shapes you and forms you into a beast.
And why so many of you lose is because you think grinding is what you do when the lights are on and it's game time. You think it's what you do when the sun comes up and everyone's eyes are on you. That's not the real grind. The real grind is what you do when nobody's watching, when nobody sees you, when you're running those extra miles, when you're doing those extra reps, when you're pushing yourself to do more than anybody expects of you. It is that level of effort that forms your greatness.
When you can force yourself to do shit that sucks every day of your life, you build mental toughness. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you get up. When you have a deadline for a project to be done, you make sure you get it done. When you know you gotta study, you start studying. That's how you callous your mind. It's gonna be painful, it's gonna be hard, but at the end of all your suffering is the life you want. Embrace the suffering. No one's coming to help you. It's you against you, period. The water's too cold, the sun's too hot, I'm getting up too early. Why am I doing this to myself? That's what the normal mind says. You gotta start training your mind to think about how the f*** can get through this. Not giving yourself a way out. Creating a wall around all the f*** out in your mind. So then your mind knows this is not going to give himself a way out of here.
Your new norm becomes getting up every damn morning at 4, 5, 6 o'clock, and you suffer. You allow that to become your new lifestyle. Most people try to get away from that. They want the comfort, but you gotta separate yourself from the pack. You have to tell your brain, this is your new life. This is who you are. Your new norm is you wake up and you suffer.
When you do this consistently and it becomes your mentality, the shit that used to be hard becomes easy.
You must retrain your mind to think differently when you're in hell. When something sucks, good. It's gonna make me tougher. It's gonna strengthen my mind. And it's gonna lead to rare achievements. So bring it.
When you get to that point, that's when your mind changes. That's when your focus changes. Your dedication changes.
Use the time you have right now to strengthen your brain. Push yourself to do hard shit. Come out the other side of that challenge as a beast. You gotta start thinking to yourself, I'm the grittiest mother in the world, and I don't need shit to get this done. All I need is the ability to grind my ass off.
Greatness is not something that you have to meet once. It's something that you gotta meet thousands of times in your life. But you don't reach it if you're not continuously in constant pursuit of greatness.
Kobe Bryant never sat there and bragged about how many championships he won. No, he was always up at 3 o'clock in the morning, practicing every day. Why do you think he was so great? It's not just genetics or talent, it's his ability to force himself to execute, no matter what's going on.
So right now, this is the time to work. You better take the short time you have now and be the best that you can be.
No more waiting, no more procrastinating, no more excuses. We're gonna work! Because when you put in the work, you always get the same consequences. You get paid, you get rewarded.
People have this reoccurring nightmare that there's some thing, some force that's got a hold of them and it's holding them down and they can't break free. No matter what they do, they can't break free from that force. Well, I'm here to tell you that that thing in your nightmare, that thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you.
There are two fundamental attitudes toward life and its sorrows. Those with the first attitude blame the world. Those with the second ask what they could do differently. It's much easier and much more gratifying to your basest desires to blame someone else for your misery.
You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. That's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you, no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts. No, we're working out now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
Every day I demand more from myself than anybody else could humanly expect. I'm not competing with somebody else. I'm competing with what I'm capable of. My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You gotta be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it. There is no excuse for not living up to the fullest potential. No excuse. You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day to become a victor and not a victim. Why? Because I owe it to myself. Can't nobody stop me but me.
What's your passion? What's your drive? What's your purpose? What's your purpose for playing this game? No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? Is it just a game? Or do you eat it? Do you sleep it? Do you drink it? Have you possessed the game?
When you are a lion, it does not make a difference. You realize that if your family is going to eat, that if that pack of lions is to survive, then you gotta go hunt. You a gazelle, you gonna come up short. You a gazelle, you gonna have an average experience. You a student, I need you in lion mode. You an entrepreneur, I need you in lion mode. You trying to lose weight, lion mode. You can't do nothing significant in gazelle mode. Nothing impressive happens in gazelle mode. Nothing happens in run mode, give up mode, quit mode, scared mode, fearful mode, nothing happens. Everything happened in lion mode, like I'm coming to get you.
A part of being a beast just ain't eating a gazelle. A part of being a beast is the hunts. It's the hunt that they're excited about. They like to see the gazelles run. Then boom, they take off. Because real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process.
A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
I'm like the lion. I'm not the gazelle. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within.
When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time. You go by the gazelle. When you are a true hunter, you hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
From this day forward, I will give 120% or nothing at all.
When you want something bad, you can't count the cost. Because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
You got to give up that mediocre part of you. You got to give up this common thinking you've got. It's telling you you can't do this, that you can't have this, that it's not possible for you. You got to give that up. You got to trust yourself. You got to know you came here with the stuff in you. You are a winner. You were born to win. It is your right to win. It is your right to have your dream. You don't get this stuff. You don't get these ideas unless you also have the capacity to make it happen.
Use your gift and become stronger, become better, become faster, become smarter, become more productive. And you know what? You will build a life that says, I told you so, without having to say a fucking word.
There are moments in your life that you feel overwhelmed by life, by people, by your own issues, by your own circumstances, by demands, by struggles.
You're gonna fail, and you could be in your head, you could be saying, I'm not good enough.
Life has a way of humbling you. Life will make you shut up. Life will mute you. Shut you down. Because all of us, if you live long enough, will go through a period of feeling so overwhelmed that you think, if one more thing, if the phone rings one more time, if I get another text, if I get another email, and sooner or later you feel, oh God, just get me out of this.
At times you won't want to come out the house. At times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone. Why did that happen? I don't know. It's called life, and you have to deal with it.
Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you quit.
The part of beginning to get unstuck, you've got to decide that the behavior pattern that you have adopted doesn't work for you. You've got to change your strategies, and changing your strategy means reinventing your life, recreating you, and you have the power to do that. You want to take responsibility for your life. You can decide that you're going to change, that you're not going to be a wimp. I got me here, I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. You can decide that you're going to stand up to life. You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this. You can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last. You can decide I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. And all of these things that are happening to me right now, they're just temporary inconveniences. They're not stronger than I am. I'm in charge here.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. It is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up and I will succeed. I will not surrender. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort.
The only thing you got as a man, your character, your integrity, and what you stand on. What you say, what it means to you. If there's any fear in your spirit right now, it ain't for you. This sh- for warriors, man. This sh- for soldiers, man.
To him whom much is given, much is required. You cannot build anything that won't bring a battle. And if you're going through a battle right now, it's only because you're building something.
Your pain ain't permanent. It might last for a second. It might last for a minute. It might last for an hour. It might last for a week. It might last for months. But sooner or later, if you do not surrender, if you do not give up, if you do not give in, it will subside.
You can talk like a victim, you can act like a victim, or you could be a victor and you can say, despite the odds, I will defy the odds.
What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you or will you let it redefine you?
You've got to continue to work on yourself personally. You've got to decide to be relentless. You've got to decide never to give up. You've got to find some reasons within yourself that will give you the stamina when life catches you on the blind side to get back up again, to keep on calling and coming back again and again and again.
You're gonna quit or you're gonna make it to yourself. You're gonna quit or you're gonna make it to your goal.
Because life is a fight. It's a fight for integrity. It's a fight for character. It's a fight for a good reputation, your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, because they don't give you those things when you're born. So every morning, I've got to wake up and I've got to fight. I got to fight for my dreams. I got to fight for character. I got to fight for integrity.
But to win fights, you got to have stamina. You got to be ready to fight and bounce back, punch and counter punch, jab and jab back. You better not feel sorry for yourself. You better not lay down and quit. You better get up and fight, because a happy spirit does a body good like medicine. Sharks are hunters and predators. They never stop swimming. In fact, if a shark stops swimming, it will die. If a shark goes backwards, it will die. Think like a shark, act like a shark, and behave like a shark.
I'm going to think, I'm going to execute, and I'm going to win. I'm going to execute what I've been trained to do. You got to chase it like a man possessed. You got to go get it.
And that's how you get to the next level.
You have to be disciplined every single day and train yourself to follow through on all your fundamentals, and that's how you're going to be successful. You have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to do it when you feel discouraged. You have to do it when you don't feel healthy. You have to do it when you're under the weather. Every single day, you have to train yourself to focus and commit to your business and follow through. And don't you quit.
A few of you know what it is to have something to so scald you, so burn you, so beat you, so pulverize you, that your fight goes out of you. And you're so scattered and so broken and so fragmented that you don't even know whether you can ever live again, or whether you will ever smile again, or whether you will ever live to fight another day. Or whether you'll be able to pull yourself together just to fake a smile for a few minutes in front of people to say, I'm doing okay, knowing you're lying on the inside. I'm talking about going through so much that something inside of you dies. And you wonder, can I get back up again?
In that moment when life comes at you the fucking hardest, you will panic and you will forget who the fuck you are.
Success will taste stressful because your opportunities come wrapped in opposition. Opportunity comes in chaos. It is good to be uncomfortable. I've never met anybody who was terribly creative or gifted or strong in leadership who was also comfortable. those exceptional people who are uncomfortable with the times and rise to the challenge because they refuse to allow the chaos around them to determine the conqueror within them. People who resist the toll to go down and stand fiercely in spite of opposition and say, I'm going to do it anyway.
I don't care what it is. I don't care how many times you've had to cry yourself to sleep. I don't care how difficult it is. Don't you dare give up now. Because whatever is over you defines you. And whatever defines you limits you. You better put some strength in your back, plant your feet, square your shoulders, and stand up to it. Don't you dare sit down. Don't you dare crumble under the weight of it. Don't you dare give in because of the nature of it. Don't you dare go home and raise the white flag of surrender. This is not your season to die. This is not your season to quit. There's joy, there's peace, there's breakthrough, but you'll never see it if you don't stand up to it.
I'm not trying to veer to the left or veer to the right or gradually get it together. I'm getting ready to do something so radical and so massive. I'm going to turn the whole thing 180 degrees.
And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in its eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me.
I will break you.
You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. You can't take me. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dogfight. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop this. You can't stop it. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back. Allow your pain to push you to greatness. I've been broken so much. I've been defeated so much. I've been disappointed so much in my life that I know what it feels like and I can handle it. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Once you get to that point, you cannot be broken anymore.
Go get your doggone stuff and don't let nobody tell you no.
Don't run from the chaos. Stand still and let the chaos run from you.
The only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill.
I will not be outworked, period.
You might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. You might be all of those things. You got it on me in 9 categories. But if we get on the treadmill together, there's 2 things. You're getting off first or I'm gonna die. It's really that simple.
I don't have that natural beauty or that natural talent or this gift for creativity or intellect or humor. I don't have any of those things. But what I got is I will outwork you. When it's 45 on the treadmill, I do 46. When it's supposed to be 20 phone calls, I make 21. When it's supposed to be an 8-hour workday, I work 9. Whatever it is, I always do one more. And what that does is it makes me eventually think I'm doing things other people aren't willing to do, so I should get things other people aren't gonna get.
You've gotta understand, it's not about what you were born with. It's not about what you were given, where you started, or even where you're going. It is entirely about what you plant at the center of your soul, how hard you're willing to go after something, how much focus you're willing to put in your life, and how often you come back to that level of intensity for who you want to be.
You have to make a decision that nobody in your position will outwork you.
Some people run faster, swim better, but mentality is mentality. You're not gonna outwork me, so I'm gonna catch up somewhere.
If you are not that talented, you can beat them with time. You can get to the spot before they get to the spot. Get your butt up and get there. You gotta kill. What's gonna separate you from everybody else? I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have, the grind that I have when I do what I do. I got a different motor. I got a different grind.
I'm always gonna give it my 110%. That's the only thing I can ever say solid day's work. If you guys do not do that, I promise you, your life will haunt you for the rest of your days.
From today on, you play whatever your best game is, you play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're gonna score every time, but you can always give 120% effort.
You can't dictate what kind of game you're going to have. You can't dictate how your body is going to respond to moving around. But you can dictate your effort. Once we come on, you push. And I'm not going to give you no cookies and ice cream. Push. It's alive. It's inside. How do you know? You feel it. You dream about it. You eat and sleep it every day. So push. Just push past the pain. Push. Don't quit. Push. And you push your way to success. You have a chance to control your destiny. All of us are created equal. Some of us just work harder. Some of us just grind. Some of us don't make excuses. Some of us don't give up and give in. What we do with the pressure is we say, I gotta take it, and I gotta take it to another level. You get a breakthrough when you fight. That's the hardest part, because the breakthrough, that last 10%, is all mental toughness.
It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. It's within you. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it, and they're willing to work their keen ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it was about being the hardest working worker in the room.